Hello?
Hello, sir. My name is Karen. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. We're conducting a survey today, and I would like to ask you a few questions. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will probably vote.
Thank you so much. And just for the statistical purposes, sir, may I please have your age?
43.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you so much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
7.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you so much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you so much. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? I will read some options. Standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, gun regulation and reform, inflation and the economy, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, climate change and environmental issues, protecting our democracy and freedoms, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, improving K-12 public school education, crime and violence, criminal justice reform to stop racial profiling, healthcare costs, immigration and border security. You can choose up to two options.
Inflation in the economy and lowering taxes and the size of the government.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Approve.
You will say you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And in your opinion, sir, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Thank you. And now, thinking about the race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Thank you. And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. And how often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you so much. Sir, how concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. I'm sorry. You can choose any number. If you have no opinion or have never heard of person or organization, please say so. And the first one is Donald Trump, from 0 to 100.
80.
Thank you. The Democratic Party.
0.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
0.
Ron DeSantis.
80.
Thank you. The NAACP.
The NAACP? I don't know what that is.
The WACP.
NAACP. 25.
25. Thank you so much. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
I don't know. I don't have an opinion.
Okay. Thank you so much. What about Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift?
Yes, sir.
I don't have an opinion.
Thank you so much. And last one, Joe Biden.
Zero.
Thank you so much. We're almost there. Thank you for your time. One, I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Cornel West, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West?
If I vote, it'll be Donald Trump.
Thank you. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism, in America today?
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. And the first one says, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. You feel agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Would you say somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly, sir?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities. Do you feel agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Okay. And would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. The immigrants contribute more to America than they take. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. We are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profits of big tech. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Would you say strongly or somewhat, sir?
Strongly.
Thank you. Sexism is a big problem in today's society. Would you say agree or disagree?
What is?
Sexism is a big problem in today's society.
Disagree.
Would you say strongly or somewhat disagree?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school's libraries can carry. Statement B, our school must teach multiple points of view and banning books both limits children access to news ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our school, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which statement do you agree with more?
A.
Would you say somewhat or strongly agree?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important to our country democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think is extremely important, 5 means you think is somewhat important, and 0 means you do not think it is important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, and the first one is the right to bear arms from 0 to 10, how important it is to you. Thank you. Police that treats everyone the same.
10.
Thank you. A commitment to Christians' ideals.
7.
Thank you. Equal economic opportunities for all.
10.
Thank you so much. Immigration to this country.
5.
Thank you. Freedom to protest the police or government.
8.
Thank you. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
8.
Thank you so much. I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you strongly agree, and 0 means you not agree at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if very don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. From 0 to 10, how agree are you?
3.
Thank you. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. From 0 to 10, how agree are you?
2.
Thank you so much, sir. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please, rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November from 0 to 10, how motivated you feel.
7.
Thank you so much. Just the last few questions for statistical purposes, and we're almost done, sir. Thank you so much for your time. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you so much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you so much. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever or never.
Thank you so much. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you. We already complete the survey, sir. I do appreciate your time and kindness helping me with the questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Have a great day.